بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على رسول النبي الكريم، أما بعد. The next characteristic or quality or sifat of Al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we should all make an effort to bring to our lives is how forgiving Al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was. And one of the main incidents you can look at the forgiveness of Al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the conquest of Makkah. In the conquest of Makkah, who are the Quraysh? What does Prophet ﷺ do? Prophet ﷺ is being kicked out of Makkah. He's been kicked out of Makkah. That was the only home he knew. It was the only place he knew was Makkah. For almost 53 years he was in Makkah. He grew up there. He did everything there. He has memories there. His best friends were there. He got married there. He had children there. Everything he knew about his life was in Makkah. And he was exiled out of his home. And on the day that he left, they had prepared a method, they had prepared a team to execute Al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So his own family members were making an effort to kill Rasulullah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he's been kicked out of his home, he's driven out of his home. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam means he goes to Medina. As if that was not enough, that 13 years in Mecca was not enough. What did they do? Then they attack him. They make his life difficult. You have the battle of Badr. You have the battle of Uhud. You have the battle of Ahzab. You have all of these battles where they attack him, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You have the Prophet going for Umrah in the 6th year after Hijri. Never has anyone been prevented from performing Umrah before that time. So he's been prevented from going back home. He remembers when Bilal radiallahu ta'ala, he would cry. Prophet would ask Bilal, why are you crying? He said, Ya Rasulullah, I miss Makkah. He misses Makkah. There's no place like Makkah. He was persecuted there. He was harassed there. He was beat there. Why does he miss Makkah? In Medina, he's free. Just Makkah has something. Ya Rasulullah, I love Makkah. My heart is attached to Makkah, Ya Rasulullah. The Prophet made dua for Bilal radiallahu ta'ala. May Allah make you love Medina the way you love Makkah. So he's being driven out of his home. The home of Allah is there. The Kaaba is there. And he's been driven out. 8 years while he's in Medina, finally, the Prophet ﷺ gets a large enough army to go to Mecca and conquer Mecca. Abu Sufyan comes. Abu Sufyan attacked the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, caused so much difficulty to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Abu Sufyan feared that, Ya Rasulullah, I don't even know if you're going to forgive me. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you accept Islam, everything's been forgiven. So Abu Sufyan radiallahu ta'ala accepts Islam. His wife, Hind radiallahu anha, we're going to come back to her. Wahshi radiallahu ta'ala, when we ask, what was the most difficult time for An-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? We are told Ta'if. But what is that one incident, that one situation that hurt the Prophet the most? That was the martyrdom of Hamza radiallahu ta'ala. His beloved uncle, Hamza radiallahu ta'ala, was killed, was assassinated or killed in the battle of Uhud by Wahshi radiallahu ta'ala. And he said to Wahshi radiallahu ta'ala when he became a Muslim, that all of your sins have been forgiven. However, please cover your face when you sit with me. Cover your face when you sit with me because I can't look at you. I can't, you remind me of my uncle and I start to cry. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after Hamza radiallahu ta'ala was martyred, he kept praying his janazah prayer. He kept praying, even though there's no janazah prayer for him. There's no janazah prayer for a martyr. He just couldn't take it. He just kept praying for him. But he forgave Wahshi radiallahu ta'ala. The likes of Ikrama ibn Abi Jahl radiallahu ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forgave him. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the companion radiallahu ta'ala ajma'in, don't mention the name of Abu Jahl in front of Ikrama. Because it will hurt him, it will bother him. Don't say Abu Jahl's name in front of Ikrama radiallahu ta'ala. It didn't matter how bad you hurt An-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was ready to forgive you. His doors were wide open. So now he loves Hamza radiallahu ta'ala the most. There's no one that he loves more than Hamza radiallahu ta'ala. From that martyrdom really hurt him. And who killed him? Who planned and plotted his assassination? Hind. Hind is the wife of Abu Sufyan radiallahu ta'ala. Hind radiallahu ta'ala, she became a Muslim. So that's why we say radiallahu anha. She said, Ya Rasulullah, before Islam, there was no tent that I hated more than yours. Today, there's no tongue that I love more than yours. That was the teachings of Al-Nabi. His method of forgiving would take an enemy of Islam who openly hates Islam, who hates the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by morning and by evening they say, there's no one more dear and more beloved to me than you, Ya Rasulullah. The likes of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala. When his day started, he hated the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he wanted to kill him. By the evening, he loved the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So one scholar, he says, somebody asked him that the one the Prophet loved the most was Hamza radiallahu ta'ala. Why is it that the one who said to kill Hamza radiallahu anha, yani Hind radiallahu anha, why did Allah give hidayah in Islam to her? Why did he give hidayah to her? Why do we have to say radiallahu anha in her name? Why? So a student asked his teacher, and his teacher thought about it. And he got the answer in a dream. And obviously those kinds of scholars, the pious predecessors, you know, their days were spent in the ibadah of Allah, and their dreams, they would get answers in their dream. So Allah did ilham and give him the answer. He said, of course, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved Hamza radiallahu anhu so much that he forgave him radiallahu anha. Why? Because after Hind radiallahu anha had Hamza radiallahu ta'ala killed, she went to the body of Hamza radiallahu ta'ala and she mutilated, she cut it. She cut it wide open. And she picked up the liver. Or she picked up an organ of Hamza radiallahu anhu and she bit it. And she couldn't swallow it. So the scholar, he says, that the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave Hind radiallahu anhu is because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loves Hamza radiallahu anhu so much. And when Hind radiallahu an bit the organ of Hamza radiallahu an, that blood of Hamza radiallahu an went inside of her body. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves Hamza radiallahu ta'ala so much that he could not put a body that had the blood of Hamza radiallahu an within her in Jahannam. The Jahannam cannot touch that body that has the blood of Hamza radiallahu an. And because of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave hidayah to Hind radiallahu an. So the akhlaq of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it didn't matter how bad the situation was, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's doors of forgiveness were wide open. And because of that akhlaq, so many people became Muslim. And so many people who hated Islam, they loved the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And with this, a student asked their teacher, Ustad, how much should I forgive this person that hurt me? They hurt me so badly. They spread rumors about me. They pretty much ruined my life. How much should I forgive them? Ustad responded to the student, forgive them as much as you want Allah to forgive you. Forgive them as much as you want Allah to forgive you. Because what we do to each other is nothing in comparison to what we do to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and His doors of forgiveness are wide open. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us understanding. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst His beloved ones. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst the sulaha, the righteous, and the ones that are close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the strength and the tawfiq to live our lives in accordance to the teachings of the Quran and the سنة أبا وبلغ الحبيب صلى الله عليه وسلم جزاكم الله خيرا وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.